War number three for Barack Obama. The president contemplates South Korea's defense.
South Korea is our ally. It has been since the Korean War, and we strongly affirm our commitment to defend South Korea as part of that alliance.
Meanwhile, China's foreign minister Hong Lei calls for sabers to stop rattling.
We call on every side to take more action to work towards peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
Is it a new game plan for Team America in Korea, or is time just running out for the North Korean regime?
Perhaps the North is simply daring the South to respond to the latest attacks.
The South Korean people may be asking, do they dare not to respond? Running out of options. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A look at tensions between North and South Korea a day after yesterday's violence. It's Wednesday, November 24th.
And a moment when South Korea describes themselves as on the brink of war, and that is at the top of the news this morning. President Obama says the U.S. stands shoulder to shoulder with South Korea, saying to ABC News,
South Korea is our ally. It has been since the Korean War, and we strongly affirm our commitment to defend South Korea as part of that alliance.
As part of that commitment, the president is sending the USS George Washington aircraft carrier and other warships into the region. The carrier brings 75 fighter jets with it. This morning, the bodies of two civilians were recovered, bringing the death toll to four in yesterday's shelling of a South Korean military base on Yongpyong Island. South Korea announced it is suspending aid to the North and is asking relief groups to do the same.
The Federal Reserve is lowering its economic expectations in the U.S. for 2011. It projects unemployment will remain higher than previously thought, hovering around 9% through the year. Forecast is better for the auto industry. The president is in hard-hit Kokomo, Indiana, which got a boost when Chrysler announced it plans to pump another $800 million into three factories there. Meanwhile, General Motors announced it's investing $163 million into Michigan plants. And on top of that, the Treasury Department says it has received nearly $12 billion from last week's initial public offering of GM stock.
Nice. The United Nations says the cholera epidemic in Haiti is spreading twice as fast as predicted. Officials say they're expecting 200,000 cases of infection in the next 3 months. Public workers in Portugal have started the largest nationwide strike in more than 20 years. They're protesting budget cuts amid the country's debt crisis. In Ireland, the government is set to unveil a four-year deficit-cutting plan. Standard & Poor's lowered Ireland's debt rating this morning, giving it a negative outlook.
Nearly 40 million Americans are expected to travel by car between today and tomorrow. AAA says that's a 12% jump from last Thanksgiving and represents the greatest fraction by far of the modes of people traveling. Most people will be traveling by car this Thanksgiving, and that is a record. And in a first of its kind NASA study, scientists say the world's lakes are getting hotter. They found that on average, lakes have warmed 2 degrees since 1985. That's nearly three times the increase in global temperatures over the same period. Lake Tahoe is second on the list. It's heated up 3 degrees. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway on this day before Thanksgiving at 11,036. The S&P opens at 1,180. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,494. Coming up later in the hour, a very interesting proposition. How to experience history. Is the past the present? If you could make the past the present, would you be more immersed in the history of a particular time? What about the Civil War? Well, the New York Times has actually created a blog that will allow you to experience the Civil War as though it were unfolding in real time. It's called Disunion. And we're going to give you some sense of that later on in the hour.
As though it's unfolding in real time today in modern times.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
What if the Civil War was being blogged in 1865 or 1862, 1863?
Right.
A very interesting premise.
In the meantime, we have news of our own unfolding before us. On the Korean Peninsula, more than 24 hours since North Korea's artillery attack on the South. We're going to talk about the options that the South has.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.